Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. In 1993, a girls' softball team won the state championship. It was the first time in Jessamine County High School history that a state championship was brought back to the school. The coach, his name was Jay Buffett, a longtime teacher and coach in Jessamine County High history. We'll talk to him about his life and that team after this word from one of our fine sponsors here on Jess FM.
Did you know smoking during pregnancy causes serious health problems for you and your unborn child, including babies being born too early, certain birth defects, and infant death? Women who smoke during pregnancy are also more likely to have a miscarriage than those who don't. E-cigarettes and other products containing nicotine are not safe options to use during pregnancy either. In fact, no amount of nicotine is safe during pregnancy. Quitting smoking will help you feel better and provide a healthier environment for you and your baby. For support in quitting, please call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Visit quitnowkentucky.org or call Shana at the Jessamine County Health Department at 885-4149. This medical update has been brought to you by the Jessamine County Health Department and funded by the Kentucky Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we learn more about people, places, and things in our county. Today we're going to talk to a gentleman who has been involved with a lot of things in our school district, especially coaching, and he has a unique mark on his resume about a championship that we'll get into a little bit later, too, that happened about 25 years ago, as a matter of fact. Good morning, Jay Buffin.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along this morning as we remember not only that team, I want to tie it in because this is an anniversary, but also what you have done in your life. I guess the best way to start, let's talk a little bit about how you got started in life, your parents, who they were, and I know especially your mom. I think a lot of people in the Jessamine County schools remember her for certain reasons, plus in Keene. So tell us about your mom and dad.
My dad was Wallace Buffin, and my mom was June Price Buffin, and a lot of people knew her from Wilmore Elementary School, mm-hmm. where she was a secretary.
Yeah.
My dad was a farmer, a tobacco farmer and cattle farmer. And
now, were they from here originally?
Yeah, well, my dad was originally from Woodford County.
Okay.
And mom was from Nicholsville.
Yeah. Now, I remember her too, Jay. Was she not secretary at the old Warner at one time?
She moved. She was over there for a year.
Okay.
Or maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
I remember
her there. Now, I'm talking about when it first opened, and it's in the, if you're looking at it, it'd be the right side of the Early Learning Village building now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was over there for a year or two.
Now, y'all raised up around Keene, weren't you?
Yeah,
we had a connection there, too.
We lived near Keene, only about a mile from Keene. And when I first started going to school, I went to Mount Pleasant School,
oh, yeah?
which was up by the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church.
Right.
And of course, at that time, I'm really telling my age, but at that time, there were a lot of schools out in the county.
Right.
And Mount Pleasant was a three-room schoolhouse that
was a fancy one, three rooms.
That housed eight grades.
Yeah.
So,
because a lot of those schools out in the community is just one room with eight grades.
Exactly.
So you all had three. Now, at some point in time, you were born, and you tell me what year was that?
I was born in 1953.
Do you have brothers and sisters that we want to
I have
mention?
A sister, Barbara. Mm-hmm. Buffin Antrobus.
Right.
And she's about 4 years younger than
yeah.
me. And
you've been involved in sports. Was that something that you were involved with as a child?
I started out, I guess, when I was 9 years old. Mom and Dad wanted me to try out for Little League. I still remember the day that I was supposed to go. I don't know whether I got nervous or scared, but I really didn't want to go, but they talked me into
it. Yeah.
And I was chosen by Elmer Stevenson.
Really?
Who coached the Dodgers.
And, would that have been Little League? Yeah, 90 years old.
That was in Little
sure.
League. That was a blessing for me.
Yeah.
I was glad to get Coach Stevenson.
And you know, we'll get into this a little bit later in the show, but you somewhat, in a lot of ways, followed in his footsteps. I mean, he coached many sports, and so did you. We'll talk about that in a moment. So you got into baseball. That was your first sport. Was that your only sport, or did you play others?
No, that was my first sport. And then, of course, when I got to junior high, I started playing basketball.
Yeah. Whose was the coach then? Was it Elmer?
No, at
junior high. He was at high school.
Junior high, I went to Wilmore.
Okay.
And, the first coach I had was... was Coach Pruitt, and then the next one was Tom Harper.
Did you ever play for Bill Maxwell down there?
No, he was gone by the time.
Oh, is that right?
I was in junior high, but he was the athletic director at Jessamine County High School at that time.
So you go on to junior high, you're playing basketball and baseball.
Yes.
Is that right? And then you go to high school, Jessamine County High.
Right.
Did you play the same two sports there or more?
I did. I tried football, I think, when I was a junior. And I remember after one pretty tough practice or whatever, I asked Coach Stevenson. He was the football coach and the baseball coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I said, well, Coach, what do you think? Do you think I can have a shot at playing? He said, well, Jay, I'm just going to be honest with you. Yeah, you can make it around here and maybe earn some playing time, but if I were you, I'd just stick with baseball and basketball.
Really?
Yeah.
No, honest opinion.
That's what he told me, and so that's what I did.
When you were in, what year were you in high school? What years?
I was there, of course, at that time, we just had sophomore through senior, so that was 1969 through 71.
Was Lockridge the principal then?
No.
Or was he already gone by then?
He was gone by then. Zeb Blankenship.
Oh, Zeb was already there, because that's who I had.
Right.
Well, he was there for quite a long time. All right, so you're playing baseball, you're playing basketball in high school. Then you graduate. Where from there? Where do you go? Go somewhere to college?
Yeah, just to let you know, in 1969, when I was a sophomore, that was the first year that Jessamine County's baseball team went to the state tournament.
Oh, okay.
And we had a very good team that year. And then the next year, we didn't make it. But then as a senior in 71, we went again. And then in 72, of course, I know you've interviewed Van Warren.
Yes.
But there were a lot of good baseball players then. They went in 72, his senior year.
Yeah. 69, doubt you mentioned it, I was talking to Doris Stevenson about this just the other day. As a matter of fact, she brought in some pictures. Was that Ed Sallee, that bunch?
No, Ed had already left, but that was his brother, Bob Sallee.
Okay.
Bob Sallee and Paul Hammond
were
our two good pitchers, although we had a good crew other than them.
Right.
But, the catcher was Mike Morgan. Carl Sexton played right field. Billy Hall played center field. Tim Warren played left field.
Yeah.
Mike True was at first base.
Yeah.
Dan Glass was at second. Van was at short. And I was at third.
Wow. Well, that's some great names you mentioned there.
Yeah.
So you go to state in 69 as a sophomore. You go again as a senior.
Right.
So you're fortunate enough to go twice in your high school career. Which, you know, my daughter, and it's funny because you were in girls softball, and my daughter also played. And she was lucky enough in her high school career to go twice. And I told her, I said, you know, there's not many kids that even go once. To go twice, you ought to be very, very lucky. All right, so you get out of high school, you graduate.
Well, the only thing I wanted to do was go. I wanted to go to college somewhere
and play
baseball.
Yeah.
You know, I had an offer from Murray State, and then I had an offer from Eastern Kentucky University, which was, of course, a lot closer.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach had told me to come over. He said, if you make the team in the fall, we'll give you some scholarship money in the spring.
Yeah.
And so I spent about 6 hours a day for about 2 months in the fall to make the team.
Yeah.
And he came and talked to me. This is a funny story. He came and talked to me and said, well, Jay, he said, I want to keep you on the team, but I've been checking your grades.
Oh.
And he said, they might need a little work. I said, oh, coach, I said, I've been spending all my time here. I said, I'll get those grades up. I had one A. freshman orientation. Okay.
They call
it. But I got all my grades up.
They call those gimme classes, right?
Yeah. So I earned a scholarship, and it helped me.
Sure.
Helped me a lot getting through college.
Now, at this point in time, as a freshman in college, has the, and we're going to go into this now, has your better half come into the picture by this time?
Well, we were dating.
And tell us who she was.
My better half was Cheryl Seal.
Okay. Was she from here?
Well, actually, she was originally from here, but her mom and dad had moved to Woodford.
Okay,
County,
okay.
And I met Cheryl at Troy Presbyterian Church.
Oh, okay.
We went. We were going down there,
yeah.
And that's where I met her.
So you knew her in high school?
Is that what I knew her in high school. In fact, we dated in high school. She was, I think we first dated when she was a senior and I was a junior.
Did she go to Eastern?
No, she did not.
Okay.
She went right out of high school, started working.
Oh, yeah.
Worked for Adcom Wire.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that Adcom was open then. I didn't realize that. So she started doing that. You're over here at Eastern. Trying to get your grades up playing baseball. Now, by that time, had basketball pretty much gone out of the picture?
Well, yeah, I was an okay basketball player, but obviously I didn't have the size or the quickness, although I was a pretty good shot.
I did play.
Coach Jack Hissom was the baseball coach at Eastern Kentucky University, and he was also the freshman coach. So he recruited some of us that had played basketball to come in and help practice with his freshman team.
Sure, sure.
So, but that's all I'd ever did.
Okay. So you're at Eastern now. At what point in time, we're going to try to tie all these little knots together, at what point in time did you and Cheryl get married? Were you still in school?
I asked her to marry me when I was in the winter of my junior year.
Okay. So you're in college.
Yeah. That's a good story. People might be like that. We hadn't really talked to each other much or communicated because when I left Eastern, at that time, I didn't have a car, and most of the time I hitchhiked home.
So all the way here.
Yeah, so I just I got me a ride home. A guy gave me a ride all the way around to New Circle Road, and I walked up to the mall there on 68th in and bought an engagement ring.
At the Turflin Mall.
At the Turflin Mall from Leroy Jewelers. And then I went home and asked Cheryl to marry me.
Yeah.
I must have been pretty confident. But
I guess. She said yes.
But she said yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
And so we were married that summer, August 10th. We just celebrated our 44th anniversary.
Now, you still had another year of school, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now, at some point in time, when did you make the decision to go into education? Was it going in?
No, it wasn't going in. I didn't know what to go into.
And,
my mom had suggested accounting, but I found out after the first year that I thought, I don't really think I like this. Mm-hmm. And that's when I kind of decided. I knew I wanted to do something with sports.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up majoring in physical education and health.
Yeah.
And took some coaching classes and decided to do
that. That was it. So you guys are married. You graduate from EKU. Where to then?
Before, I had one semester to go. The fall semester, and I had to do my student teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved back here to Nicholsville. And I worked at Sergeant Greenleaf the night shift and did my student teaching on the day shift.
Really?
Then after I finished my student teaching, Bob Sally, who worked at Sergeant Greenleaf, was a manager out there. Mm-hmm. He suggested that I apply for a job with production control in the office since I had a college degree, which I did, and they hired me. But then I interviewed with Mr. John Brown.
Oh, who at that time was principal, I guess, the junior high, correct?
Yeah, he was principal at the junior high, and he offered me a job. And so sometime in late July, early August, I decided, Cheryl and I decided that that's what I went to school mm-hmm. for and that's what I wanted to do. So I decided to take the job. And it's funny, you know how, for me, God has guided me all along. And another interesting story, it was like 2 weeks after I'd been teaching, I called a friend who worked in that production control mm-hmm. office with me. And I said, how are you doing? And he said, well, I don't have a job. They fired everybody in that department.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, I was the last one in. So
you were going to be the first
one. I would be the first
wow.
one gone. So it was a good
divine intervention. Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you spent your whole teaching career with Jessamine County and still are, I guess.
Yes, I'm still
yeah.
working.
Now, what year would you have started at the junior high?
That was 1976.
Okay, so you're out there at 76. You were there about the time I was out there, I guess. But I'm trying to remember, were you there with Leonard Cavell?
Oh, yes. Leonard Cavell was my mentor.
Wow.
He took me under his wing, divine intervention. He took a special interest in me mm-hmm. and helped me along.
Now I'm trying to think. Of course, he was there. I remember Jerry Fuller was.
Jerry Fuller was there.
Was he with you? Were you there
yeah,
with him?
Yeah, we had three physical education
okay,
teachers at
okay.
that time at the junior high.
And then I guess Sue Hager would have been on
the
women's.
Sue Hager, Donna Johns.
Yeah, Donna. Yeah, yeah, Terry Leach's sister on the women's side. That's mm-hmm. right. I remember talking about Leonard Cavell. You know, when you left fifth grade, and at that time, folks, you went to elementary first through six, I guess. Yeah,
yeah,
first through six. And then junior high was seventh, eighth, and ninth.
Right.
And then high school, 9, 10, 11. Or, yeah, 10, 11, 12. But I remember we're leaving sixth grade at Warner and all the horror stories that we hear as kids about, oh my gosh, you better hope you don't get Mr. Cavell. You better hope you don't get Mr. Cavell. And you're scared to death
right.
by the time you get there until you get in his class and learn that all he asks of you is to be a good boy and to act right and do your work. As long as you did that, he was great. And
oh,
he was
yeah.
one of the best men that ever walked in our system,
right.
as far as I'm concerned, and a lot of people are concerned.
As far as I'm concerned,
too. And I think that there's a lot of young men who would agree with that. Even though we were scared to death going in, we learned what we need to do, and it was very simple. You just do the right thing.
Yes, there was very few people who didn't like him.
Yeah. Oh, a great fella. But I remember Jerry. I didn't have you, but I remember Jerry Fuller. Did have him for a year, I think. So at some point in time, though, well, let me ask you this first. We're still at the junior high. Did you have some sports there that you coached?
Yes. When I got out of college and came back, Steve Deskins was the basketball coach, and they needed an assistant up there. And I had played for him
yeah.
as a senior, so he asked me to be his assistant that year.
At basketball?
At basketball.
Now, was that the high school?
That was at the high
okay.
school.
Okay. And, of course, Steve Deskins, a relative of Zeb Blankenship.
Right.
They all came from Pike County and all in there.
And then Paul Hammond was the baseball coach.
Okay.
And I was his assistant.
All right.
At baseball.
Yeah.
Now, I was his assistant for 7 years, but the next year in basketball, they hired another fellow. You might remember him. He played at UK, Phil Argento.
Oh, yeah.
And
I forgot about
he was Steve Deskin's assistant that year.
Yeah.
And I moved down to the junior high and coached 7th grade and 8th grade, and Jerry Fuller coached 9th grade.
Didn't he coach baseball before Paul?
He did, yeah, and I don't know when his last
yeah.
year may have been 72 or
yeah.
73.
Yeah.
I don't know, somewhere in there.
Right.
Paul came and became baseball coach. Yeah.
So you're at this point in time, you're helping with the basketball team, you're helping with the baseball team. Was those the only two sports you were helping with at that time?
Well, sometime in that time frame.
Because it seemed like you coached every sport
coached
out there.
I coached some football, too.
Yeah.
Which... honestly, I didn't know a lot about, but
yeah.
I knew about training and that kind of thing, and I helped. I helped 1 year, but that wasn't my bag. And,
okay.
You know, but...
Then you moved up to the high school then, I guess, at some point.
Well, yes. After 7 years at the junior high, I took a year off from teaching and went back to school to work on my master's, and I was also working at another job, and... anyway, the next year, when I came back, John Herod hired me at the high school.
Oh, by this time, John was principal.
Yes.
So let's see. And I'm trying to remember. Zeb retired. Was Frank principal immediately after Zeb? And it seems like John was his assistant. And then they flip-flopped.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. And John became principal and Frank was assistant.
Right.
And that was prior to Tom Walters and all that bunch that came in later. All right, so Johnny hired you.
Yes, he hired me to come up, and I taught a class of students who were at risk of dropping out of high school.
Yeah.
And then I also taught driver education.
Okay, which Steve Deskins used to coach.
Right. But by then, he was gone.
Right.
By the time
I
moved up there, so...
Now, at that point in time, you're at Jessamine County High. This was before the split, guys, so we know this is before, way before 97. At that time, you're still coaching what? Are you head coach by now?
Well, after I took the year off, in fact, I took the year off, and the next year was Paul's last year. Uh-huh. And that's when Van came in, and he became Paul Hammond's assistant.
Yeah.
So the next year, Paul left, the year I came back. And, of course, the baseball job was open.
Right.
So I had to make a decision. I wanted to coach baseball.
Yeah.
But Van was the assistant. And, of course, Van wanted to coach baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, Joe Krause, who was the athletic director, came to me and said, well, Jay, would you want to start girls softball here at the high school? And I said, you know, I think I would. I at that time, I was, you know, I was playing 160 games a year at softball.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, yeah, I'd like to do that. And
now,
so,
what year would that have been, Jay?
Oh, is that, I want to say 84 or 85.
Okay. Now, so I'm going to stop you right there because I want to mention somebody that came into yours and Cheryl's life that eventually would go on to play for you. Tell us about your kids.
Well, the first year I taught, we had our first daughter, Ann, and she was born in 77.
Yeah.
And then we had Ashley in 1981.
Okay. All right.
And so we had two girls, and then yes, of course she was coming up, and she was beginning to, at about the time I started, she was beginning and ready to play.
Yeah.
Starting in girls softball.
Okay. So. And while we are mentioning them, let's go ahead and talk about a little more about their lives right now. What's each of your daughters doing right now?
Well, Ann, she works at Rosenwald Dunbar. She was an accountant for several years and decided to let that go, and she went down as a teacher assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, she has gone back to school.
Okay.
And is getting her education degree.
Mm-hmm.
Just has a few more classes to do.
Good.
And she wants to become a teacher.
She has children you're spoiling, I think.
Yes, she does. She has two children, Riley, who is going to turn 11 in October, and Jacob, who is 9. And, of course, both of them like to play sports.
Yeah.
And keep up with sports.
Right. That's good. It's in the blood, of course.
Yeah. And then Ashley, who married a young man from Louisville, Brent Shannon. Ann married Jason Sissel, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But they have three children. They have three girls, and they are involved in soccer and dance. And
yeah, all the stuff you do.
All the
you
stuff,
do.
You know. So.
Okay. So you're coaching, or you're starting girls softball. Now, was there a girls softball league in our county at that time? Or was this all brand new to everybody?
I think it was pretty much brand new to everybody, yeah.
And so what do? Do you just get on the PA one day and say, is there any girls out there who want to play? Basically?
There may have been, I don't know. There may have been some Little League softball, although there were several girls that played Little League baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we just asked for players, and they came out, and I think we kept most of the folks that came out that first year.
Yeah, right. Now, you said that would have been 87, is that, or 84?
I think it's 84, 85.
Somewhere in there.
Doug,
okay.
I can't remember what exact year that is. But anyway, they came out, and of course we didn't have any uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
We had some old boys baseball uniforms that we used and made fit. We had a winning season, and something I am proud of is the fact that we never had a losing season.
And how many years?
In 10 years.
Wow.
Of the game.
Was there a lot of softball teams in schools then, or was this kind of new even in our area?
Some folks had already started.
Yeah.
That for the girls.
Yeah.
And then some were just
some of your bigger schools, maybe
bigger schools.
Yeah.
And some were just getting started.
Right.
You know, we were kind of the new kid on the block, but we were very fortunate to have some good girls, good talent, and we were able to compete. So
let's fast forward for a few years. But before I do, let me take a break here. You coached baseball at some point. You helped coach basketball. You got girls softball. Were there any other sports that you coached at Jessamine County High?
Girls basketball.
Yeah. So those four, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I coached girls when Mr. Glenn Teeter decided to retire from coaching girls basketball. I coached the next year to fill in for him. My assistant coach, Steve Sandberg, helped me that year and was very interested in coaching girls basketball. And I think probably what happened, he wasn't quite ready to be head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So Gary Hollebeck, who had been boys basketball coach, came in and coached a year. And then Coach Sandberg became the head coach. And coached several years, coached girls basketball several years.
So you had a lot of sports going on in your career. All right, so we're going to fast forward to the year of 93.
Yes, sir.
You have this girls' team, and I'm assuming there are several girls on that team that had been on your team for a while, and probably some new ones, too. But in 1993, for the first time ever in Jessamine County High School history, correct me if I'm wrong, they win. They not only go to a state tournament, they win the whole shebang. At what point in 93 did it click in your head, this is it, or did it? I mean, how did that come?
Well,
when you looked at it, when did you say we could do this?
Well, actually, it started back in 91 is really
that
how
soon.
It started, because we were able to go to the state tournament in 91. And at that time, I had some younger kids then that played. One in particular was Misty Hager.
Oh, yeah.
Who played as a seventh or eighth grader. In 91, but we had several other young players that were coming on. I think that convinced the girls that
we can do this.
We can do this, you know. And in 92, we got beat by the same team that we beat in the region, Western Hills. We got beat in the district by them, and so we didn't go. But in 93, we had had a great season. You know, we'd won a bunch of games. We'd won 48, 50 games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when we won the region, I don't know. I'm pretty sure the first thing I said to them was, hey, we've been to the state. We're not going just to the state now. We're going to win.
Going to win.
And they believed it.
Which team did you beat to win the championship that year?
We beat Bullet East.
Yeah.
In fact, we beat them. We beat them in the finals of the winner's bracket, and then they came back.
Oh, so it was still
double elimination,
which they've changed now, or getting ready to, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So
basically, ladies and gentlemen, what happens if you're not familiar is one, you lose your first game, you go into what's called the loser's bracket, and all those people play. There is a possibility that you can come out of the loser's bracket and win it all. I mean, you have to play maybe four or five games in a row in a day. I know a lot of the softball tournaments my daughter played in, we go travel teams, and that's how they would work.
Right.
And, you know, there was one, I never will forget, somewhere, Anderson County, somewhere, we had to play like seven games in one day to come out to even get to the championship. But it can be done. So you beat them twice. You had to beat them twice to win it all.
Right. They came back from the losing, but I think they just had to win one game to get back to us.
Yeah.
And then we beat them in the finals. We beat them by one run. They had a girl that I can't remember her name. She batted left-handed, but she'd already hit a couple out of the park. And I remember Coach Sandberg was in charge of the outfield. He backed them all up. And then she hit a high fly ball that was short. Our second baseman couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
And our right fielder...
Too far back.
Was way far back, but she made it in and made the play.
Oh, good.
So we had two outs and runners on first and second, or they did. And the last ball that was hit to toward our left center fielder, which is was Marcy Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Marcy Smith is the principal at West Jessamine.
Really? Now, oh, yeah. In fact, she is the lady... who just recently donated a kidney.
That's correct.
To the custodian at
West Jessamine.
And it's really a funny story. Not only was it the gift of life, but it's funny because she's a UK fan. He's a Louisville, or vice versa. One of the two. So the blue blood is running in both of them now. But Marcy was your left fielder, made that play.
She was our left center
fielder.
Left
center, yeah.
At that time, we had four out.
Okay.
And she made a shoestring catch, came in and made it. It was either make the catch or... You know, she could have played it on a hop.
Yeah.
And they would have scored one run.
Yeah.
And that would have tied it
up.
And then they'd had another battle.
Wow.
But she just made the decision to come and get it.
And did.
And she caught it. And those girls went wild. They were.
Do you remember who your your 10 were on the field that day?
Allison Bandy caught. Crystal Happ was our pitcher, and of course she had been pitching for 1 year. And our first baseman was Amy Chereau. Our second baseman was Michelle Welch. Misty Hager was a shortstop. We platooned at third with Rainey Johns and Robin Woodyard. Amy Hale was in left field, and Marcy Smith was in left center. Ann Buffin was in right center, and Kim Ellenberger was in right field.
Was it straight fast pitch back then, or was it modified?
At this time, this was slow pitch.
Completely slow pitch.
They went to pretty much all fast pitch in 95.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, folks, it's funny. When Haley played for East, I kept the books for the whole 5 years. And I can remember a year in particular, a game in particular, where some of the baseball guys came to the stands. And I think they came out there wanting to make fun of the fact that, oh, these are girls. When they saw, at that time, Bethany Davis throw a ball, I think they figured out, oh, wait a minute, this ain't,
they probably figured, can I hit that?
Yeah, can I hit it? And I'll tell you, I've stood up at the plate with a couple of these girls throwing, and it's amazing how fast.
They can
and
play.
Then when you think that they're doing it underhanded, it is absolutely amazing how some of these girls can throw this ball.
Oh, they're good. We went down to the state tournament this year.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, they have every year they have a 25-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And so it was our turn to come down, and we got to go down there, everybody that could go, and they gave us a little medal and introduced us and all the perks there. And but we got to watch a lot of good softball, and I'd been to the fast pitch tournament before, and
it's amazing.
That Scott County team who won the state this year, their pitcher was absolutely amazing, and of course I think she was a softball player of the year. Those girls can play now,
and of course now they play with nine. They don't have the 10th anymore. And shining moment of your coaching career, that tournament, or coaching your daughter in that tournament. Maybe that was a shining
moment. I told my daughter that it's very unusual. I said, we've got a unique situation here because, you know, I'm the coach and you're playing for me.
Right.
And that hardly ever happens.
Yeah,
so
right.
We need to enjoy it and be thankful for this.
Sure, absolutely.
I guess not to take away from that, when we won – Coach Sandberg and I jumped up on the fence and were holding the fence, and I was just watching all the girls go because they were so excited. And sure. it was a great win. And of course, it was, you know, kind of hard to digest at first mm-hmm. because, hey, mm-hmm. you know, state champ, nobody else. You That's know, right. we're the one, you know. So,
and again, you were the first one ever in Jessamine County right. High School history.
Right. Probably in the girls' softball, the best coaching moment that I had was probably in the first round game of the 1991 regional tournament. And that's the year that we won the region and went on to the state
for the first time.
Yeah. But we were playing at Estill County on their home field, and of course they were the favored team. I was always a stickler for making sure that the girls were on time and ready to go.
Yeah.
But Coach Sandberg and I kind of talked about it, and I knew that Estill County would be up and they would be playing their boom boxes and they would be cheering and going. And I told him, I said, we're going to get to the game late today because we don't want any extra time for our girls to mm-hmm. have to listen to all that mm-hmm. or whatever. So anyway, the girls noticed it. They said, Coach, we're going to be late. What's going on? I said, just relax. We'll be all right, you know. And so we get there late, and we go have our meeting. And I remember telling them, I said, now, when we go down to the field to warm up, I want you all to keep your eyes on me. I don't want you looking over at their dugout. Mm-hmm. Just stay focused on what we're doing. At that time, I still remember the goosebumps kind of just running over me as we yeah. go down. And it was probably the best infield we ever took, you know,
yeah.
that they were really focused. And those girls, they had been yelling and going on and spending all this energy. And, of course, when we started the game and they were home team, I think we scored 5 runs the first inning.
They were wore out by then.
They were, and yeah. they were just pushing themselves the rest of the game.
Right.
And we ended up winning.
They were trying to outsmart you mind-wise, and yeah. you all outsmarted them.
That was the most exciting time and winning that region to go to the state. In 93, I knew we were a good team.
Yeah.
Everybody else around.
But you'd known it for 2 years.
Right.
What point did you decide, okay, I'm done?
Well, in 94, we went back to the state tournament. It was still slow pitch.
Mm-hmm.
In 95, they had a slow pitch. They were going to have a slow pitch tournament, but they were moving to fast pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told all the girls, I said, it's time. It's here. This is what it's going to. We need to make the move.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough, but we can do it. And I still had my pitcher, Crystal Happ, who we turned in to from an excellent slow pitch pitcher to really an excellent fast pitch
mm-hmm,
pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot of things to learn. Misty Hager, who had been in Little League, a baseball catcher, she was the natural one to put behind the plate because she knew all that. And we did that, and we were just, you know, we were just kind of going along. You know, we'd win a couple games, maybe lose one. And we went over to Woodford County for a tournament. And we just missed having Misty out at shortstop. You know, and I told Coach Sandberg, I said, we need her out there. I said, we had been practicing Ann Buffin
yeah.
at catcher. And he said, put her in. She's ready. Go on, put her in. So we made that switch.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't lose another game, which was about 8 or 9 in a row,
wow.
until the finals of the region.
Wow.
And in the finals of the region, we were playing Lexington-Dunbar. And we had the lead by 1 run, but they were batting in the bottom of the 7th. And their best hitter came up, and we had 2 outs.
Mm-hmm.
And Crystal threw a strike, and then I usually called the pitches. Of course, she only had 2 pitches, a fastball and a changeup.
Yeah.
Okay, at that time. So we just didn't have the time to learn.
Right.
You know? So
right.
anyway, I called for a changeup, and the hitter, I mean, she it would have gone out of the park, but it was about 100 feet foul. She
mm-hmm.
was so far ahead
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this was my worst coaching mistake. And my daughter, who was catching, and the pitcher both later told me. I called for a changeup again. Neither one of them wanted to do it, but neither one of them would call time
to say,
because they said, you're the coach.
That's right.
You know, so, you know, and I said, I always told them, I said, if you all would have called time, I would have changed my mind because you have a better feel. You're there. Anyway, she got she hit a double, knocked in two runs, and we lost the game.
Things happen like that. And sometimes in my years of coaching my daughter, I can look back at a few games and think, boy, I wish I'd have done that a little bit differently.
Yeah.
But that's part of it. What have you been doing did you retire?
I retired from coaching softball at that time, and then took a few years off, and then I let pride get in the way of, because everyone asked me to coach girls basketball again East High.
Mm-hmm.
I can say truthfully that when I started the program there in the summer before we opened the school, and we were inside working out, I can tell you truthfully that at that time I said, what are you doing? Because I didn't have my heart in it 100%. Well, we had a fairly decent year, but the next year I just decided to let it go.
And you know, it's amazing how that feeling will hit you, Jay.
Yeah.
This past few weeks ago, West Jessamine had their first football game. It was the first game in 40 years I haven't been behind the mic on the PA. I gave it up. And last year was my last season. And people have asked me, you know, why? And I said, you know, you just know. It's just a feeling that comes over you. And it came over me a couple of years before that it's time.
Right.
You know, it's time. And it didn't bother me a bit Friday to not be there. You know, I did what I needed to do.
Exactly.
And it's time. It's time for somebody else now. And you just kind of have that feeling and you know. But you retired from that, but you still have been involved with some teaching.
Well, I retired from teaching in 2006, maybe, 5 or 6. And the next year, I didn't work in the school system.
Mm-hmm.
I was working outside the school system. And then in the fall of the next year, Andy McNeil, who was the principal at Wilmore Elementary at that time, talked to Cheryl. Cheryl was working at the board office and asked what I was doing and asked if I'd come interview. So I went down to interview with her, and she hired me just as a teacher assistant, and I worked with some special needs children down there, and then I worked for her for several years until she decided to leave Wilmore and come to Red Oak. So when she came, she wanted me to come with her, but I said, no, I'm just going to stay here. But anyway, at the end of that next year after I'd stayed, I just decided that I was going to leave Wilmore. At that time, I was also working at the bus garage as a bus monitor on a special needs bus.
Are you still doing that?
No, I'm not doing that.
So what are you doing now? Anything?
Well, now I'm working.
Whatever Cheryl tells you to.
No. Andy McNeil found out. She found out I was leaving Wilmore, and she called me while we were on vacation that summer. And I went in and met with her, and so then I've been working out there for the last 5 years.
Cool. It's a great place.
I enjoy working for her. She's a great person to work for.
Yes, she is.
And so, I'm still doing that. It's a good job. I do whatever she asks me to do.
Sure.
So.
Well, Jay, you know, as a teacher for all those years, I've had teachers on this program before. You have an opportunity to influence children, but when you double that up with coaching, you have another opportunity to teach them other things about life that you don't necessarily learn in the classroom. And anybody that's ever been involved in sports, as you were under Elmer, and people who have been listening were under other people, it's a whole different life lesson taught on a field or on a court, whatever it might be. But you've touched a whole lot of people in this community. And you did it through your teaching, you did it through your sports, and of course your name will always be tied with the very first championship in Jessamine County history with the girls softball 25 years ago. And of course we look in the, just in the last few years at how our sports programs have blossomed with state championships from baseball to golf to track. It just, it's amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
How it has done. But just be proud that you kind of was in there on the start, and we appreciate the work that you've done for that reason and your teaching career, too. You touch a lot of lives, and that's something to be proud of.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that. And, of course, the other note I'd like to say is that, you know, you can be a good coach, but if you don't have players, then it's...
Doesn't matter what you know.
It doesn't really matter what
you're
you
right.
know. I can say without a doubt all the players I had were... not only good players, but they were very, very good in the classroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why I got all those smart kids, but they all were very smart and played well. And, and I would like to mention that, you know, in 93, not only Coach Sandberg, but I had two other assistants that played a big role in us winning, and that was Vanessa Canner, who had played for me and came back to help me coach, and Tracy Liptrap, who had also played for me and came back and helped me coach. And those two were just wonderful to have because any problem that the girls had, they could go
to
a girls' coach.
Right.
And those two really took care of things.
Makes a difference.
I really appreciated them.
Well, that's one of those sports that the only way you can win and win big, especially, is to have a team.
Right.
It's not an individual thing. And, you know, you can have one really good player, but if you don't have another eight and coaches that know what they're doing, that one player can't win it all by themselves. So
exactly.
The 1993 team of Jessamine County High girls softball, and Jay, of course, the coach there, and we wish you the best. Tell all the family hi, and look forward to seeing you involved in our school system for a lot of years.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
My thanks to Jay Buffin for coming in this morning and sharing about his life and his career in sports at Jessamine County High and our school system. Appreciate you coming in also. We'll do it again next week at 11 o'clock on All Things Jessamine. Don't forget, I'm here every weekday morning, too, to get you up and going from 6 until 8 a.m. on Jess FM 105.9.